Well, it involves pornographic literature, or to be more exact, cryptozoological erotica, Instagram, a man named Riggleman, and a woman called Leslie Coburn. We're talking US politics, of course. We are. The Washington Post fiction book critic Ron Charles has been writing about all of this during the week. And this in particular is Bigfoot erotica, one of the most Googled searches, it turns out, during this past week. And Ron Charles's article about it, I understand, Ron, has been one of your most successful online stories ever. I guess you wouldn't have predicted that one.
No, my editor came by a few days ago and said, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is your story on Bigfoot erotica is doing really well online. And the bad news is it's one of your most successful stories ever.
Well, for those who have not heard too much about Bigfoot erotica, it was trending on Twitter earlier in the week, so a lot of our listeners probably did come across it. But let's talk a little bit about the background to why we are talking about Bigfoot erotica. First of all, Denver Riggleman and Leslie Coburn, who are they?
They are candidates in a congressional race in the 5th district of the state of Virginia. Leslie is a Democrat, and Denver is a Republican, and their race is extremely contentious and close. And Sunday, Leslie Coburn reproduced a image from Riggleman's Instagram account that shows a drawing of what appears to be Bigfoot with his extremely large male organ covered with a block saying censored. And she accuses him, her opponent, of being into Bigfoot erotica, and this makes him unfit for running in Congress.
And before we talk about what exactly Bigfoot erotica might be, what did Mr. Riggleman say in response?
So I called him up. I mean, this is exploding all over the internet, so yeah. I just called the campaign and I said, well, you know, are you into Bigfoot erotica? And he was laughing. I mean, they were all laughing. Everyone was laughing, except, I suppose, Leslie Coburn. And he said, no, about 14 years ago, I wrote this funny parody about people who believe in Bigfoot, and some of my army buddies got wind of it, and we've been laughing about it for years, and an artist friend did this drawing for me about Bigfoot and, you know, covered his penis, and I posted it on Instagram, and I just thought it was funny. We all were just laughing about it, and now suddenly it's exploded on the internet in the middle of my congressional campaign.
There is a book out there, though, I understand, with his name attached to it. Well, I was going to say with his name attached to it.
Well, he never published his book.
Oh, did he not?
His Bigfoot erotica book remains unpublished, okay. Although he does hope to publish it someday. But there are, I'm afraid, I've discovered many, many books of Bigfoot erotica, because I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what they were talking about. So when I began searching, I found it overwhelming.
And is there a big market for Bigfoot erotica?
The market we can't judge because we don't have any sales, but there are certainly a number of products. And this is all a subsection of fantasy pornography. And there really is porno for every possible taste. And of course, this isn't that new. Remember that there are Greek and Roman myths about people having sex with fantastical creatures. So people have been fantasizing about these sorts of things for thousands of years.
So when you go onto Amazon, for example, I imagine there are rules around this, though, at the same time. Did they have, I mean, you say there's many titles. Were there many titles that referred to Bigfoot erotica being sold on sort of mainstream sites like that?
Yes. Oh. But not as many as there used to be. About 4 or 5 years ago, this became very contentious. People began to raise very serious complaints about the peddling of books that seemed to be glamorizing rape and pedophilia and all kinds of disreputable things. And so Barnes & Noble and Amazon and other online sellers began to clamp down. They began to knock authors off. They began to drop titles. So what you're seeing now are those authors coming back with, well, much less offensive titles and covers. A lot of the really raw titles are gone now, replaced by pretty sophomoric puns. And the covers themselves are much more tame than they used to be.
And do we know if they sell well?
We don't.
No. Monster erotica.
Sales data. But I did read a piece 4 years ago by Business Insider, and they found, these are all self-published, by the way, they found a woman who claimed to be making $30,000 a month writing this stuff.
Wow.
That is a lot. I mean, very few authors writing anything make that kind of money.
Well, if his congressional race doesn't go well, there may be a future for him in this industry then.
In fact, I did receive a copy of a letter sent to him by a pornographer in L.A., this is Mr. Riggleman, offering him a job script writing if he doesn't win his congressional race.
and at this point, who's leading the race, do we know?
It's still too far out, and it's too contentious, and the polls are flying back and forth.
I love it. The American politics can it get any more bizarre? We know it can. Let's not think that this is the most bizarre story of the U.S. political system so far. Yeah. Has your president commented on this one?
No, thank heaven. That's the last thing we need is for Trump to wade into the issue of Bigfoot erotica.
Well, if there's any danger of Mueller, you know, getting even closer to him, maybe he'll start tweeting about Bigfoot erotica to try and distract some of you along the way.
Honestly, everyone reacts that way. It's like we just can't imagine our politics getting any stranger, and then it does.
Ron, I bet you didn't expect you'd be writing about Bigfoot erotica, and in fact that the article would be one of your most popular yet, but who knows what task may lay ahead for you over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah. Well, actually, my second most popular story ever was a few years ago when I wrote about a boy who claimed to go to heaven but later claimed did not.
So
I'm always on the leading edge of these very important journalistic breakthroughs.
I love it. Ron, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
It was great fun. Thank you.
Cheers. That's Ron Charles there, the Washington Post fiction book critic on one of his most successful stories. Yes, you can go Google Bigfoot erotica. Don't blame me for what might pop up.